are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I think, are we finally done with April Fools? I hate April Fools. That is probably one of, I think, the stupidest holidays. And again, I apologize if there's any sort of significance, historical significance to it. I guess I should have probably looked it up. But what I did hear is that, I guess, one April Fool's Day joke apparently recruited three police departments, a helicopter, paramedics, firefighters, and a SWAT team that raced over to Roseville High School in California when they took an April Fool's Day call seriously. Now, apparently, the caller said that there was a bomb in the cafeteria. So, of course, you know, people with assault rifles, I mean, SWAT, everybody came down. Then it turned out, no, April Fools. Now, you know, please, guys, please. All right, apparently a separate call was made where there was a bomb at Walmart. Again, another April Fool's call. So if you guys are going to do April Fools, I mean, just, you know, leave the police department, leave the U.S. military, leave the firefighters, the paramedics, just leave any of our first responders out of it. They don't think it's funny. You know, I mean, when you do an April Fools, you kind of want the giggles. You kind of want, oh, good job. You're not going to get that from them. And from what I understand, you're going to jail. So no more April Fools. I think it's stupid. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Really interesting stuff, guys. Looks like there is a vaccine now that they think that'll be on the market within 5 years for heart attacks. Yeah, I thought vaccines are for bacteria illnesses, you know, like tetanus and pneumonia. There's an pneumonia vaccine, right? There's also vaccines for viruses. Polio, flu vaccine. They were starting to come up with vaccines against cancer, which is looking like they're on their way towards that. Now they think they could actually administer a vaccine that'll prevent heart attack. Really cool stuff. We need to talk about that. Also, we're going to talk about a lot of you guys taking the osteoporosis drugs can actually irritate your eyes. They now, not only are these osteoporosis medications and bisphosphonates causing issues with your jaw, putting you more at risk of femur fracture, but also eye trouble, they say. So we need to talk about that. And for those of you that really need to neuter your dogs, but you don't want them having, you know, boo-boo testicle, there's a way for us to, I guess, sterilize your dog without hurting the testicles. So I'm pretty excited about that. So, I mean, you know, anything for our male species here. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. As you can see, very, very good show. Pretty busy. If we have time, I also want to talk about another medical condition that iPads look like are giving us. There is something called now iPad eye. Yes, iPad eye. Apparently, we're forgetting to blink. If you forget to blink, then you start to dry out your eye. So we need to talk about that because your lubrication system is not set up for iPad eye. Whew. Okay, I don't even know where I want to start. There's just so much to talk about. We need to squeeze it all in. Let me see here. And also, I want to give you guys any up-to-date information I have on the shooting that happened in Oakland. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, your comments, anything you want to talk about. This guy, though, is really, really cool. All right. Apparently, a lot of people won this Mega Millions lottery. From what it sounds like, a lot of people have. But this is absolutely, this is the coolest thing ever. A group of Albuquerque firefighters became Mega Millions winners this week. But what they did, they bought bought their tickets in a group. And with the winning ticket, from what it sounds like, they won about $10,000. So they're going to actually donate it to one of their firefighter friends that actually has cancer. Everybody thought this was an April Fool's. an April Fool's joke, but it wasn't. They're actually supporting a firefighter, Vince Cordova, who has a rare aggressive tumor, they say, that is putting pressure on the circulation of his brain. Apparently, he is going to Los Angeles to get this taken care of. It's going to cost thousands upon thousands of dollars. The firefighters match five of the six numbers. Five firefighters who went in on the ticket won $10,000. So they're going to donate the $10,000 to their firefighter buddy with cancer. That is cool. You see, so for those of you that say there's no good in this world, that there's no good, no, there absolutely is. Those guys are troopers. So, you know, if you see any of your firefighters, just give them all a hug, because most of these guys do have hearts like that. You know, now I know some of you are like, well, that's because they only won $10,000. You know, if they won the real big bucks, then maybe we're talking. No, come on, people. I don't know. I think these guys, even if they won more, they would have, you know, that's good. And you want, you know, you'd hope that people will do that for you. All right. Remember, you need to give unto others so they will give unto you. Is that right? Right. Was that my mom's going to yell at me if I misquoted the Bible. All right. For those who joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this happen. You guys have to know I'm stressed today. You could probably tell I'm kind of stressed. One, I still don't know what's going on with my voice. I was singing in the shower, right, Celine Dion, and I didn't sound like her. I the first time it ever happened. And so don't worry, I'll get my voice checked. I'll make sure, because, you know, usually I could belt out a Celine Dion song. You know, if no one's around to listen to the song, was I off key? Right? Like if a tree falls in the forest, did it make a sound? But what really, really irks me is we're having network problems with our mainframe in our medical office. Now, for some reason, two of the hard drives crapped out. And the reason I'm telling you guys this is because I really need some sympathy today. So our computers have been down now, and it just frustrates me because, you know, I want everything working perfectly when my patients come tomorrow. So a little stressed, so I'll hopefully I'll cheer up a little bit. You know, you don't need that stuff. You know why I'm stressed? Because I can't control it. I have no idea how computers work. And I can't stand that we are at the mercy of a computer. I can't stand that. You know, I like the good old days. You just fill something out with a piece of paper. You keep the logs, the books, and you're good. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Coming right back.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so let's really quickly talk about what's going on with this heart attack vaccine, because I think this is, you know, every now and then you hear, oh, scientists have come up with this, scientists come up with that, and you're like, all right, well, it's not going to make it to the market. I actually think they're onto something here, and I wouldn't waste your time. Usually if I think something sounds cool, I'm like, oh, yay, this is cool, you know, but don't get your hopes up. And this particular thing, I think we could get our hopes up. All right. Now, apparently, they've come up with a vaccine called CVX-210. Now, what this is supposed to do is target your LDL depositing on your coronary arteries. We talked about how heart attacks happen, right? What happens is your LDL is oxidized. It forms these plaques, among other things, along your coronary arteries. These plaques continue to grow until it obscures your coronary arteries, or, which is more common, they break off. When they break off, they cause intimal tearing of that lining of the coronary artery. That intimal tearing will immediately get inflamed. Your body will try to form a clot because of the damage. You now have a big clot in the middle of your coronary artery. Blood won't get to your heart. You end up not feeding the muscle. The muscle dies. Boom, myocardial infarction, and then possible heart attack. So, you know, these vaccines, and we've talked about how vaccines work. Right? There's a couple different types of vaccines. For example, if you, let's say, look at viruses. Okay, you have the killed virus and you have the attenuated virus. We've talked about those, all right? If you try to make a vaccine, and the whole purpose of a vaccine is to build antibodies, which I like to, you know, consider as little troops, right, in your body that will identify something foreign and fight it. Now, you cannot build antibodies unless you've been exposed. Right? That's why whenever we talk about, well, did you ever have chickenpox? Well, I don't know. We run the test for antibodies, because if you were exposed to a pathogen just naturally, your body will, whenever it gets exposed to something, decide to make these antibodies that'll fight it. Kind of like Pac-Man type of thing. All right? But Pac-Man has to be very shape specific. So it has to be able to, not just any Pac-Man could kill the viruses. Usually these antibodies need to be pretty specific. So anyway, and you don't won't make them unless you've been exposed. So the reason why vaccines came out, you know, against polio and tetanus, is because people were dying from these vaccines, dying from these bacteria and viruses. Tetanus is a bacteria, polio a virus. And what they decided to do is, what if we, in a very controlled setting, inject the wall? Let's say we inject the wall of the bacteria or the virus. So it's not the whole complete pathogen that could affect you. It's just the wall. Because your antibodies don't care so much if it's something that's alive or not. All they're looking for is the wall so that they can make antibodies that'll fit to it. And that's where they start to come out with tetanus and then the polio. They did have a live polio vaccine orally, but that kind of fell out of favor because you would give a weakened version of the polio virus, one that hopefully is enough to induce an antibody response, but not strong enough to really hurt you. So they were giving oral polio vaccine, and then what would happen? Well, grandpa would change their diapers and then be exposed to polio. And if it was just not that weak and strong enough to affect him, we started to notice that there could be some sort of infectivity there. So they're like, you know what? Let's forget about the oral polio. Never mind there. We'll just do a vaccine. So same thing with the flu shot. The flu shot, when you take it in shot form, is killed. All right? It is a killed virus. They're using the wall of it, basically, to induce your antibodies. Now, the wall changes a lot of times throughout the years, which is why you get a new shot each year. There's a new vaccine each year. However, the nasal flu vaccine that we say is live, weakened, attenuated, that's actually real flu virus. But it's weakened, hopefully not strong enough to hurt you, but strong enough to, again, induce antibody response. Okay, so you guys get how the whole vaccine thing works. So you think, okay, well, you need something, you know, we can only do vaccines to things that kind of move. Well, remember a few months ago, we were talking about vaccines against cancer. Now, how they were able to develop vaccines against cancer is they found that certain cancer cells, when a cell turns cancerous, they express a certain protein on their outer wall that's different from the regular cell. So if your body learns to identify an abnormality in the cell that's cancerous, it could fight that cell and not the regular cells. Because remember, when you don't want your body fighting itself, you want your body only fighting the pathogen. So if we're going to move from bacteria and viruses, which are pathogens, that don't look like anything else in your body, to now a cancer cell that could look pretty damn close to a cell in your body, these researchers have to work their butts off to make sure that you don't make antibodies against the regular healthy cells. So this is why it's still in development. Trying to come up with a vaccine against cancer that has a funny looking outer look to it, such that it finds that but leaves the healthy cells alone. All right, that's a trick. Okay, so now here we are with LDL, cholesterol, etc. All right, they think there's a shape to the LDL that the vaccine could train your body to identify. And I mean, at this point, you could use vaccines for anything. I would love a vaccine for, you know, menopausal symptoms, but I don't know if that's going to happen. All right. So they're doing this by two ways. One, because they're working on this twofold. One is they have a vaccine that hopefully induces your immune system to come up with antibodies that'll identify the LDL, stop the bad cholesterol from attaching and depositing. They actually found in mice, it decreased plaquing by 60 to 70%. This is cool stuff, people. I wouldn't waste your time. Dr. Dahlia hates wasting people's time because I know you guys are busy. You got, you know, things to see and people to do. I know that. I don't want to waste your time. But, a 60 to 70% reduction of cholesterol plaquing for a virus that catches the LDL, that's brilliant. And also, in theory, it shouldn't have much of a side effect profile. All we need to do is make this thing inexpensive, and we got something cooking. Remember, a medicine or treatment is only good if it satisfies a few things. One, it has to work, right? Two, it has to not hurt you. But three, it has to be accessible. What good is the fanciest vaccine, right, or the fanciest medication if nobody could afford it? That does us no good. So it has to work. It has to not have a big side effect profile, and it has to be accessible and cheap. Okay, we have no idea, because again, it's starting just barely starting the clinical trials now. Okay, because again, this was a study in mice. Now, the second part of what these researchers are doing is one is just injecting the antibody directly into you. Okay, if your body can't make the antibodies to fight the LDL bad cholesterol, then they're like, well, then tech with this, we'll just give you the antibodies. We'll just inject the antibodies into you. The only thing is my problem with that is if that's the method they're using, then you would think they'd probably have to inject you pretty frequently. You see? I mean, if you can't make your own antibodies towards LDL, but they think they can, I mean, you're introducing LDL into your system all the time. You're converting cholesterol all the time. So then this would be something then that would probably be like a maintenance, either a weekly or monthly. I don't know. But and they are working on a nasal vaccine. I know a lot of people don't like to stick stuff in their nose. You know, but at least it's not a shot. So, but I mean, here's the thing. Heart disease is still the number one killer in both men and women. We know that. If you go, what's the number one cause of death in men? Marriage. No, that's not the answer. It's heart attack. Right? And then what's the number one cause of death in women? Mother-in-law. No. Heart attack, too. So heart attack is still the number one cause of death in men and women. Okay? Yes, you also have breast cancer. You also have lung cancer. You have accidents. But those are much, much further down. Heart attack is still the number one killer. So it makes perfect sense if vaccines could be created that don't have to attack pathogens, but can actually attack other aspects of your body, other aspects of things that could kill you. It's brilliant. But again, we're still at least 5 years away. Now, again, I've suspected this is going to be expensive because look, here we are again. We're talking about a pharmaceutical drug and, 5 years, even though that's a blink in an eye with medicine, it's still a very long time money-wise. So remember, they're not making any money during all this. Yes, maybe their stock went up a little bit, but, they're not making money. So I'm a little nervous because the longer it takes for them to test, then the more money they're losing and the more expensive it's going to be. However, this thing better be safe because I see so much use of this vaccine later. I mean, there's an argument that would probably have at least 50% of the American population on this. That's over 40. So this is some pretty significant stuff. So we'll see where it goes. But I'm pretty excited by it. So I hope you are. If you want any more information, I'm not sure. I think it's going to be published. I wrote an article on this at GCNLive.com. So make sure you go to GCNLive.com so you can read the latest and the greatest. And also, if you miss any part of the Dr. Dahlia Show, you can go to the on-demand button on my website. All right, guys, stay tuned. We got more coming up. iPad Eye. What the heck is that? 1-877-DrDahlia.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, So I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess Alec Baldwin is engaged. I don't know how young she is, but I think she's in her 20s. Anyway, he looks happy. Bruce Willis just had a daughter. Yeah, Bruce Willis just had a daughter, again, with his new wife. Yeah, this would be his fourth daughter. You know, it's interesting because he just doesn't look like he gives the Y chromosome. Looks like he always gives the X. You know how boys are boys and girls are girls, right? Boys are XY, girls are XX. If you're going to have a boy, it's because dad has to give you that Y chromosome. So if dad doesn't give you the Y chromosome, you have a girl. And it's interesting because this is his fourth daughter. This is, you know, so you just kind of wonder. Oh, I think it's cool. All right, so let's look at computer vision syndrome. Apparently, people aren't blinking as much. Did you guys know this? When you're sitting there playing on your iPad, when you're sitting there playing on your computer, you're so fixated that you forget to blink. Now, I don't know what is so exciting. I mean, you know, like the Dr. Dolly Show, you don't have to look at your radio. But I guess the iPad is a little bit more exciting than the Dr. Dolly Show. I get that. So what ended up happening is if you usually blink about 12, 15 times a minute, they're saying these computer screens are cutting your blink time to 7 to 8 times a minute. Now, it leaves a lot of times a little bit of film. Remember, your body has a cleansing mechanism. Now, I've talked about the cleansing mechanism of the body, right? Do I have to review it? I think we need to have to review it. Okay. Every orifice in your body has a cleansing mechanism, right? Your ears have wax. That's a cleansing mechanism. Wax cleans out the ears. Sometimes the wax overgrows and it plugs up the ear. You get some debris in it, some hair, maybe pieces of grasshopper. But for the most part, wax cleans out the ears. What cleans out your nose? Snot. If your nose runs, nose drips, snot. Mouth, saliva, right? You're always swallowing your saliva or spitting it out, right? That's a cleansing mechanism of the mouth. Urethra, your urine, you urinate. Vagina, you have vaginal discharge, rectum, poop, etc. All right, even mucus and stuff if we really dissect the secretions, but we won't do that because I know some of you are eating. So you also have openings in your eyes like the nasal lacrimal duct, etc. So what do? You tear. And you're always lubricating your eye, unless, of course, you have xerostomia or you have Sjögren's syndrome or you have some sort of condition that kind of dries out the eye. Some of you, when you get Bell's palsy, your eye can't close. Have you guys ever had that? It's kind of like, it looks like a stroke, but it's a facial paralysis. It's a nerve paralysis of the facial nerve. So you can't close your eye and your eye droops. And sometimes I have to have you guys tape your eye shut. Or I have to have you guys wear those eye patches or something just to, protect it because it's just right there out in the open and it dries up. So anyway, they say 30% of those over 50 years old have dry eye, but the numbers are rising. So what are you supposed to do? Well, remember to blink, I guess. And some doctors recommend there's a gentleman, Dr. Bazan, Justin Bazan, who's an optometrist in New York, serves Better Vision Institute. He recommends a 20-20-20 rule. For every 20 minutes of screen time, people should look away for 20 seconds at something that is 20 feet away. It'll give your eyes a chance to refresh, may reduce symptoms of computer vision syndrome. You know, I think I should do that. I should see what, come up with a list of all the new diagnoses we have that would have never been heard of back in the 1940s, right? Computer eye syndrome, mouse thumb, video game wrist, mouse wrist. You know, there's all these things that computers are doing to us. Now, apparently Apple's announcement of a new retina display, they say may stave off some symptoms of computer vision because apparently, it has something to do with the pixels. I'm not really too sure what this whole retina display is. When I first heard it, I was thinking, you know, Mission Impossible. You know, you do a retina scan, and then rather than a password, because I always forget my passwords. So I'm like, okay, well then just do a retina scan so I can open up my iPad. But no, won't happen. Okay, so you guys know what to do and how to do it, right? Okay, good. Now, we're not done with eyes. We're still talking about the eyes. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Yes. Oh, we're not done. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We are going to have a pop quiz one day. I need to. We need to. It's important. Look, you guys don't pay attention. If you don't think it's going to be on the test, you don't pay attention. I know. I was there. I mean, when I was at school. All right, guys, we're now going to talk about the genetic mutation of the cystic fibrosis. Is this going to be on the test? No, it's not going to be on the test, Dahlia. Okay, good. Then I don't have to pay attention. Then, of course, it was on the test. I'd always believe the teacher. No, it's not going to be on the test. I'm just sitting here talking about it because I got nothing better to do than have my thumb up my butt, Dahlia. Okay, thank you. I just need to know if it was going to be on the test or not. If it's not on the test, then I just kind of go back to sleep. What are you going to do? All right, here we go. Osteoporosis drugs may lead to eye trouble. Now, I know many of you men are not taking osteoporosis medications. I don't need to check for osteoporosis. That's a women's thing. It's for the girls. No, it's for the guys too, guys. All right. You know, if women, as we age, lose bone mass, men do too. Okay, what's good for the goose is not good for the gander, or it's gander goose. Okay, I know. My mom will get mad if I misquote the Bible. Anyway, so osteoporosis drugs can lead to eye problems. Now, these oral biphosphonates like Fosamax, Actonel, Beneva, what they do is it slows down osteoporosis. It slows down your ability to have weakened bones, and our bones weaken as we age. We move less, we take in less calcium, and sometimes our body, they just give up. You know, they've been through the Nixon administration, the Ford administration, right? Carter really blew our bones to bits. Reagan, you know, so, I mean, your bones get tired. You know, they get tired, but these medicines are amazing in that they help maintain bone density. Now, bone density is important because you could be healthy as a horse. You could be cancer-free, heart attack-free, good cholesterol, just, you know, gymming and jiving down the street and looking all good, and then you trip. You break your hip when you're older, you have a hip fracture, and you could die within a year of that hip fracture. So, you know, hip fractures are one of the causes that lead to many of our healthy people's demise. So we don't want people to get thin bones. And men, you need to be screened for osteoporosis. I tell you guys this all the time. Now, if women are starting to be checked at age 50, I know insurance companies aren't going to want to pay for it, and Obamacare may not want it. I don't care. Try and get a bone density scan. They aren't as expensive as other tests out there. And I think every man should do it by the age of 60. Just one, just to see where you're at. Then if you pass that one, maybe at 65. We don't have to check you as frequently as women. But men still thin their bones. I still took care of multiple men who had hip fractures. Right? Hip fractures aren't fun. You're wheelchair bound. When you're wheelchair bound, you could get pneumonia, you could get a clot. Not good. Okay, so what's going on with the eyes? So now they say, all right, okay, so now I'm getting you all worked up and excited to take a bone density test. Now I'm telling you not to take the medicine. Well, what they have found is right now some of these medications have been linked to, we talked about osteonecrosis of the jaw, where you, you know, lose part of your stability of the jaw because of bone loss there. I know, why would a bone loss drug cause bone loss of the jaw? I don't know. Also put you at risk for femur fractures. They even think there's a relationship between irregular heartbeat, esophageal cancer, colon cancer. Well, now they think that these medications could be linked to inflammatory eye diseases like anterior uveitis and scleritis. I know. Well, scleritis is of the sclera, and the anterior uveitis is of the uvea, yeah, of the iris. All right. Okay. All right. Anyway, they're parts of the eye. Now, looks like Canadian researchers get credit for this one. Now, I mean, you can't, these are treatable, but it just, why are they affecting the eye? Yeah, I mean, uveitis and scleritis, conjunctivitis. I mean, there's a lot of itises of the eye, depending on what part, conjunctiva. That's what you see gets red during pink eye. And yes, I'm sure ophthalmologists can take care of these things. And so many doctors will say, look, protect your bones. If you have an eye problem, just have an eye doctor see you. But see, what bothers me is if you're getting a uveitis, what about an amygdalitis? Right? Or a pituitary tumor itis. I'm not saying it's going to affect those, but when you start itising, right, we don't want to be itising because you could be itising something you don't know. So I'll keep you posted. Okay, when we come back, your dog testicles, they may be able to save them with neutering. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Kyle working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for listening to the show. I really appreciate it. I love seeing your comments on my guest book on my website, so please, you know, when you visit my website, definitely hit the guest book link so I can find out where you're from. You know, type in something. Again, keep it clean. Keep it very clean. Okay, here we go. dogs getting neutered. They think they have a revolutionary neutering method, so animal owners will be happy, the dogs will be happy, testicles will be happy. All right. New York-based ARC Sciences has developed a compound that sterilizes the dog and avoids the need to take off the testicles. It's called zinc neutering. It involves a mixture of zinc gluconate, L-arginine, which is amino acid, and purified water being injected into the dog's scrotum. And I'm looking at, there's a picture of a dog out in the woods all happy. I mean, I'm assuming that dog is the one that got it. All right. I mean, he looks like he's smiling. You know, you can tell dogs smile. Can't tell cats, but you know when your dog is smiling. He's all happy. ARC Sciences claims the method causes permanent sterilization with no adverse reactions, needing medical treatment nearly 99% of the time. Oh, that's good. All right. So apparently the zinc gluconate procedure is available for dogs 3 to 10 months old. And the compound is approved by the U.S. government for all dogs over 3 months before the formula hits the shelves this year. 300 animals have received the treatment, and they all look like they're happy. Because remember, the dogs lick themselves. And then when they lick their wound, they get bacteria in there. And you have to be really careful every time you go through that, you know, not letting them get infection, et cetera. So they could just do an injection and not have any surgery. Oh, imagine it'll save money, too. That'll save a lot more money. Okay, so the compound works by killing off sperm and permanently blocking the tubes in the testicles. I do not think this is ready for human trials, people. No, no, I do not. But if you know, it does end up working, you wonder if humans could later use this rather than a vasectomy. So that's kind of nice because, you know, guys don't like vasectomies. I've talked to my husband about it. I go, will you have a snip? He goes, no. How about just a snip? Nope. Okay, apparently they say there has been some minor side effects, such as vomiting and loss of appetite, but no long-term health effects. Okay, so clinical studies, boy, they've been testing this sucker since 1999. All right, but again, if it helps dogs, you know, from overbreeding and it prevents them from having hurt little, you know, testicles, that should be fine. No, see, with cats, you're performing a hit. When you spayed a cat, or a dog, that's a whole hysterectomy. I mean, that's taken everything out. It's not, you know, guys, the male species has it so much easier. I don't want to hear any of you guys complain. All right, so this is kind of interesting. There was a gentleman that tried to commit suicide. I believe this happened in Florida. Yeah. So what he did is he took down a toxic cocktail of malathione. We've talked about malathione. It's a common pesticide. But apparently, fumes from the poison actually sickened three paramedics that was working on him, and the hospital emergency room had to close down. The rescue vehicle had to close down. He was emitting these, he was emitting the fumes. Now, they have not identified the man yet. I mean, that's a suicide attempt gone bad. Apparently, the incident happened around 1:30 a.m. Paramedics were called to his house. He was lying on the grass, so neighbors must have called. Then he was getting headaches and dizziness, etc. And then the three paramedics started to get sick from exposure to chemical fumes. Oh, man. You never understood why. Why would it be? I mean, where do they get these ideas to kill themselves with the insecticide? You know, I mean, you'd think that had to have tasted horrible. Well, anyway, I mean, and it had to have been a lot. The guy's alive. I guess he's being treated for chemical poisoning, but the paramedics, and then when he was wheeled into the emergency room, all of them got affected. That's tough. You see, when I went to medical school, the worst thing that ever happened, well, Tupac Shakur, when Tupac was shot, he came into the trauma center, and I remember we were all told, you need to, you know, they're going to try and finish the job. Now, he ended up dying anyway, but they said, look, they're going to end up trying to finish the job, so just everybody on standby. So, you know, we had police, we had all our security. They told us, you know, where to duck down if that happened. And we were just all prepared on standby. But other than that, probably the most dangerous thing that happened was a Code Brown. Are you guys familiar with the Code Brown? Yeah, Code Brown. Code Red is somebody coding, okay? Code Yellow is, you know, a catheter, urinary catheter became loose. Code Brown is a poo-poo problem. And, you know, they'd be like, all right, Dr. Dahlia, Code Brown. I'm like, oh, come on. But that was the only code they were comfortable in letting me run. So you had to go and clean up the code brown. That was kind of tough. You know, they gave me some of the worst jobs in medical school. But you know what? I don't mind. You know, because God forbid, you know, we could all one day have an issue where we mess ourselves. It happens. And, you know, the best nurses and the best caretakers and the best doctors are the ones that don't care. You know, when we were delivering babies, a lot of women, they actually poop as they push. Not a big deal. You just deal with poop. I mean, it's not a big deal. But, you know, some people, they make it a bigger deal. Yeah, I finally saw the movie Bridesmaids. At first I wasn't going to see the movie Bridesmaids because I thought it was such a girly movie. But it actually was really, really good. But there's a scene in there where I guess they all kind of poo-poo on themselves. So that's, you know, a lot of code browns. Okay, so what's going on here? Looks like a new drug might reduce an Alzheimer's marker. All right, I hope so, because they're still dinking around with Alzheimer's and they haven't gotten anywhere. This is what, the 20,000th time we've talked about? What's this experimental drug? Let's see. They say it may lower a marker of Alzheimer's disease seen in the spinal fluid of patients with mild to moderate disease. The new drug, you're going to love this name, guys. Bapineuzumab. Bapineuzumab. Okay, guys, let me just give you a piece of advice. You're not going to be able to sell this sucker. If nobody can, how are the commercials going to go? I can't even pronounce it. All right, it's your bipenazumab. Good to the last drop, bipenazumab. All right, I love jingles. Love the jingles. All right, they think it has a beneficial effect on slowing or stopping the degenerative process of Alzheimer's. Okay, again, they all say that. They all say that. You got to convince me. What does it do? Apparently, the author said that the issue of these spinal fluid markers and how it correlates to clinical benefit is being addressed in additional trials of bapineuzumab. Oh, gosh, I'm sorry, guys. How am I supposed to report on a drug? Even they don't even know what it does. They probably don't even know how to pronounce it. All right, so we know about Alzheimer's disease. You get the protein plaques and the fibrous tangles in the brain. You have abnormal tau protein. We talked about that. So what they did, they took 27 patients and treated them with, oh, gosh, I can't say it, bapineuzumab. And I guess they saw reduced levels of phosphorylated tau. Oh, this is horrible. So now they say, oh, please don't make me say it again. So now they say, I can't do it. I'm sorry. Is a drug they say known as a, okay, forget it. Oh, I'm sorry. I hate when I lose my cool on the radio. All right. Well, I'll have to talk about them the next hour when I get the gigglies out of my system. I know these. I bet if a scientist is listening to this, he's probably getting mad that I'm messing up his drug. It's a monoclonal antibody created to target a specific disease process. So it's trying to target tau. All right. There we go. So please look kindly upon bapineuzumab. All right, don't go away. We got a whole another hour coming up. I got the gigglies. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.